This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, August 12th. God's word to you today is Turning Point. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 15, verses 23 and 25, and it says, "When they came to the oasis of Marah, the water was too bitter to drink. So they called the place Marah, which means bitter. So Moses cried out to the Lord for help, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. Moses threw it into the water, and this made the water good to drink." In Esau's life, we see the weight and the consequences, the Marah of missed opportunities. Thankfully, God is merciful. Even in all, God still gave Esau a door, a way of escape. Genesis 27 verses 39 and 40 say, "Finally, his father Isaac said to him, 'You will live by your sword and you will serve your brother.' That does not sound very much like a blessing. But what Isaac said next is the key. "But when you decide to break free, you will shake his yoke from your neck." In other words, the first blessing was given to you, but you have to earn this one. This means it is not over. Every opportunity you have missed, decide today to shake the yoke off your neck. Isaiah 10 verse 27 from the King James Version says, "And it shall come to pass in that day, like today, that his burden will be taken away from off thy shoulder, and this yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." Let the yoke of every Marah of missed opportunity be destroyed, and let it be turned into sweetened waters in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that the restlessness that is required to break the yoke will be released into your spirit now. In Jesus' name, amen. On a day like this, a turning point of decision will come into every destiny. I want you to release your life to Jesus and pray these prayers earnestly. You will experience a performance of God's word in Jesus' name. Point number one. Father, in Jesus' name, bring every Marah of no helper in my life to an end and turn it to sweetened waters. Father, send me help from the north, south, east, and west, and make me a helper of destinies, in Jesus' name. Point number two. Father, in Jesus' name, have mercy upon me and turn every bitterness in my life caused by misstepping into sweetened waters, in Jesus' name. Point number three. Father, in Jesus' name, let every Marah of hard labor be turned into sweetened waters. No longer will I build for another to inhabit. No longer will I plant for another to eat. I will plant and eat the fruit. I will build and inhabit it. I will long enjoy the work of my hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Point number four. Father, in any way the grapes and the fruits of my life have been bitter to you, I am sorry. I turn today and I ask that you turn every fruit in my life into sweetened grapes, in Jesus' name. The fruit of my life will no longer cause you pain, rather it will be pleasing to you, in Jesus' name, amen. Point number five. Father, in Jesus' name, let every Marah of missed opportunities in my life be turned to sweetened waters. Amen. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
You make my life so beautiful, and as you are, you have made me here on earth. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you forevermore. Jesus, the more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus, more of you. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.